Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane today up to 28. Joburg starting the weekend with a high of 26 degrees.
Oh, unfortunately, we've got queuing traffic once again in Diepkloof on the N1 northbound on the ramp to the N12 east at the Diepkloof interchange, as well as the N12 westbound towards the N1 Diepkloof interchange.
In your sport, the Proteas firmly in the driver's seat, reaching 132 for 3 at stumps on day 2 of the first test against Sri Lanka in Durban. And just one standalone rugby test this coming weekend with Ireland to play Australia in the final match of the Autumn's Nations Series.
We start with the breakthrough settlement reached with government over the Basic Education Laws Act, or better known as the Bella Bill.
This agreement is a very positive step towards finding a win-win solution that would be in the interest of all children in the country. It's not only about Afrikaans, it's about the concept of mother tongue education.
AfriForum CEO Kali Creel says the settlement agreement was reached at the Economic and Labour Council NETLAC yesterday. Basic Education Minister Sebube Kwahube and Solidarity signed a bilateral settlement agreement addressing concerns over Sections 4 and 5 of the Bella Act. These relate to admissions and language policies at individual schools. According to the agreement, the department will first need to develop policy documents before it can go ahead with implementation. The controversial Bella Bill was signed into law in September. To the Free State, where correctional services officials surprised inmates at the Mangahung Correctional Centre in Bloemfontein with a raid. This is the prison where convicted rapist and murderer Thabo Bester escaped from in 2022. Cell phones, cash and various contraband items were confiscated. Correctional Services Commissioner Makgosi Tobakgale says the raid is part of Operation Vala to improve safety, security and compliance in correctional facilities during the festive season.
These offenders, they are now understanding that having these contrabands in their possession will affect their record. By the way, bringing a contraband into a correctional facility is a criminal activity.
To Australia, where social media giants have hit out at a landmark law banning them from signing up under-16s. According to the legislation that was passed in the Australian Parliament yesterday, social media sites like Facebook, Instagram and X that fail to comply face fines of up to $32.5 million. The platforms say the legislation was rushed through with many unanswered questions. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese acknowledged the legislation may not be implemented perfectly, but he added it was the right thing to do.
Platforms now have a social responsibility to ensure the safety of our kids is a priority for them. We're making sure that mums and dads can have that different conversation. We've got your back is our message to Australian parents.
More at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. And another conversation to be had, how much to spend on the Black Friday deals. There have been queues outside shops in the big cities across the country since early this morning, where eager shoppers wait for the doors to open. But consumers are feeling the financial pinch. And the advice is,
spend only on what they think they really need, and not to start splashing out on things they don't need just because they are cheap.
Advice from Chief Economist at Econometrics, Dr. Azar Jameen, is to look out for a good deal on something that you would have had to buy in any case within the next year. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus die uur, deurbraak skikkingsooreenkoms oor implementering van die sogenaamde Bella Wet.
I really hope that people who earn tiny amounts of money and, you know, live on SASSA grants and stuff get amazing deals today.
Agreed.
That takes them through the Christmas season and improves their life. I really, really do. And yeah, if you're hunting for that certain thing and it comes around as a massive, massive saving and deal today and it's worth queuing for, good for you. The Bella Bill, we know it. Well done to AfriForum and well done to government. Well done for fighting for something and well done